All right, welcome to our promotion for ourselves.
We are very excited because we're doing the 2018 Deck Championship, where we took all the decks that were 4 or 5 star decks and we put them in a bracket. And now it's for you, our lols, to decide.
Yeah, there's a lot of decks. We use about 100 decks in a year, and I give very few of them 4 or 5 stars. And so we took those decks, and Brian put them into a very challenging bracket for you to rank. And then, just like basketball, I know that you, our listener, I don't know, I'm sorry to paint you all with a broad brush, but I get the feeling that you don't make a lot of March Madness brackets. But this is just like that, but for things that you know and love.
The bracket opens up Monday, the 19th.
When you're hearing this, it's already open.
So
get on it.
If you haven't gotten to the bracket, then go to our Facebook group. You can go to our Facebook page and get to our group from there, but go to our Facebook group and there will be links to the bracket.
What's in the there. Facebook page?
Facebook.com/amateur tarot.
Great. Go there, join our other group from there.
Yeah, one is just a fan page to let us know you like us. The other is a group page to let us know you're serious.
Yeah, and then you can start clicking on buttons. And then on Christmas Eve, the tournament will close.
The winner will happen in real time, but we won't be able to announce it until afterwards.
So this is the way to know early is to participate in the tournament. And because it closes at midnight, I feel like that's just enough time to run out before stores close and get yourself the deck of 2018.
Whatever the winning deck is.
Yeah. Yep. So on Christmas morning, you can gift it to yourself or a loved one.
Or get two and do both.
All right.
All right.
We're done.
Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That guy over there, that's Ben.
And that guy over there is Brian.
Ben, what do we do?
Well, we solve problems for people who come to us.
We're kind of like private detectives.
In some ways. We're people, just two guys. And we are mediums.
Psychic mediums.
And we're here to channel the wisdom of the cards straight to your ears.
Didn't we already just say that we were non-mystical?
Yeah.
So what is our, where does our mediumhood chip come from? Where is our seat of power?
Rational
mediums.
It comes from science.
We channel science.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Great. Also, we do say we're the only podcast. We're two non-mystical hosts, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is clever because now we've precluded anybody else from doing it. I know we always say that people can't steal our idea, but by saying we're the only ones, we've like stopped them.
Yeah, it was a real career move for us to start saying that.
That was good. All right. Well, we're scientific, rational mediums with the powers of science, physics, chemistry, biology combined.
And we use those sciences. And some mathematics also.
Sure. It's a real STEM party over here.
Yeah. We take the problems that are given to us and we shuffle the cards and we do our science and we answer questions. And it can be as simple as that, but some people make it really complicated.
Not us. We keep it easy. Science is fun.
Science is fun.
And it's fun here in a specific way because we draw 3 cards and they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome. That's what you get on this show.
Yeah. And it's cold and clean and clinical.
Yes. And
that's how we approach it.
The answers are significant at a p-value of less than 0.05.
We also have a card of the week that we do. And that's just a little bit of science for those of you who didn't get your experiment tested, your hypothesis tested.
When we did the big.
We did the big one.
Yeah. And then finally, the outro. That's where we close up our lab books, and we send our data to the NSF.
Exactly.
And then we leave.
Do you think the card of the week is actually more scientifically sound than the question of the week?
Go on.
The sample size.
Mm.
It's a sample size of 1 for the question of the week, but it's a sample size of 7 billion for the card of the week.
How's that?
Because that card goes to 7 billion people, so we can test.
Oh, okay.
Rationally.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that, like, we have 7 billion people who are acting on the advice of the card of the week, so we can see how accurate it is versus there's just one person acting on the main question. And
sure,
so
yeah.
It could be some sort of random idiosyncratic variation and not. Yeah.
Yeah. It could just be an outlier.
Yeah.
It's anecdotal. Whereas the card of the week is data backed.
Yes. So at the end of the week, when you see the next week's episode pop up in your feed, do send us your results from applying the card of the week so we can add that to our big spreadsheet and we can create our model.
Yeah, grab your scientific journal and go ahead and fill out a log sheet every week so that we can continue tracking our data.
That would be good. All right, and here's a free deck idea. What about like a STEM deck? You have science, technology, right? Science, technology, engineering, math, STEM.
Yeah.
That's four suits.
Would those be the suits?
Then yeah.
What would be the major arcana?
Einstein, Newton.
Curie.
Why can't I think of his name? Copernicus.
Nobel.
Bill Gates?
Ronald McDonald?
I thought you were going to say Ronald Reagan. All right.
All right.
That's a free deck idea that we just threw out there that you can have.
The Ronald McDonald STEM deck featuring Ronald Reagan.
Sponsored by McDonald's. All right. That's enough of that.
That's enough of that. We also do an outro, which is what
Ben
is really excited about.
We've talked about that.
We talked about the outro.
That was where we closed up our logbook, and then we sent it to the NSF to get our grant money.
Oh my gosh, you're so much better at this than I am.
All right. That's it. We're going to the question now.
Ben, before we go into the question.
Okay.
Did you know that this is episode number 99?
I did not.
So for almost 50 hours, we've been sitting in a room talking about these scientific cards.
That's mind-blowing to think about.
It really is.
Like, that's more than, like, two straight days of sitting in this room doing just nonsense. Although I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm very proud of this part of my life.
Just follow through?
Yeah, just showing up.
Just showing up. It's just like, I think about my past. Now we're going down memory lane.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I don't remember how old I was. It was when I was a teenager, but this was before iPhone. So you didn't have a camera on you all the time,
yeah.
But I got like a camera, like a video camera for one of my birthdays. And then my neighbor friend and I would like go into the Halloween costume box and we'd like film movies or whatever. And
this is so surprising. And so
why is this surprising?
Unlike what I imagine you to be like as a child.
Oh, what did you imagine? Science.
Just exactly the same as you are now, just smaller, like a young Sheldon type thing, where you're like the exact same character, you're just in a smaller body.
But I feel like the story I'm trying to tell is going to tie all this back into how I haven't changed.
Oh, good, good, good.
But
good,
I'm
good.
Curious how I'm not like that anymore.
How you're...
Because the point of my story was like, that's what I was doing, and my parents, we're back to my parents again.
2 weeks in a row.
Lovely, supportive parents. I love them dearly. But I think they thought I was odd.
Yeah.
I think they still might think that I'm odd. But then I turned out normal. But it's like, did I turn out normal? I still basically do the same thing, which is that I come here to my friend's attic, not my neighbor friend, but my friend's attic, and record a made-up show that, unlike those home videos that were stuck on a camcorder, this show we put out on the internet.
We push it out.
Yeah. So nothing's changed. That's what I was trying to say. It's like, I used to dress up in the Halloween costumes and make stupid videos, and now I don't dress up and come to my friend's attic and make a stupid podcast.
Next time you come here, I'm going to have a bin of Halloween costumes
we'll dress
for
up.
Us to choose
episode
from.
Episode 100.
Yeah, episode 100. It's fancy dress.
Okay. But now you have to tell me what you imagined my childhood to be like.
Oh, I guess I just imagine you to be just fairly quiet and studious and just always working on something. Because that's how I picture you now, is quiet and studious and always working on something.
Somewhat.
Like, I feel like you have a lot of irons in the fire. You always have a lot going on, and you have a dedication and a discipline. I have dedication, but I do not have discipline at all. And so I admire that very much, that you're able to do all the things you're able to do just by virtue of saying you're going to do them and doing them.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So should we get into that question?
Let's get into that question.
All right.
That was touching and lovely. Thank you for making my day.
Sure. This week's question comes from
KJ in San Diego. And KJ says, Ever since getting laid off at my last job, I feel like I fail at everything. How can I not fail at my new job, or at least put off failing for a couple years?
Dang, KJ. I feel bad because of your question.
Maybe you need to call KJ and give her some of the good compliments that you just gave me.
Well, I don't...
Or him.
I don't know,
we KJ. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I usually just say they.
That's probably good. KJ could be anybody.
It could be me. But I'm not.
But you're
from
not.
From San Diego. Anyway, yeah, this is just... It's a serious question.
It is a serious question. And we're going to answer it with science.
Yeah, I feel like the phrasing of it is a bit off. Like, you're coming into it going really hard on yourself. And my pre-advice would be to kind of ease off that.
Mm-hmm. That's good pre-advice.
First thing that you're going to want to do is try and look at things objectively and not take your self-image or this feeling of like cyclical failure. Don't take that with you. That's my pre-advice.
That's good pre-advice. And I'm going to build on that pre-advice. I mean, we don't even need the cards this week. I mean, we have to for science, but we're doing a great job.
Yeah, this is just hypothesis.
Yeah, this is our hypothesis. And then we'll test it with the cards. So what I was going to say is, it feels silly sometimes. It feels not scientific to say like how you think about stuff matters. But I really feel like what you see when you look in the mirror matters. This was something I was just writing about last week. Like how you see yourself or how you talk about yourself affects what you do. Like if you see yourself as somebody who's failing at stuff, then you're more likely to make excuses for yourself or to see bad luck as like a consequence of your own failure rather than just bad luck. And you want to turn that frown upside down. Because... Mm-hmm. If you see yourself as somebody who got a bad break or who just needs to do like X, Y, and Z and turn things around, then that's more likely to happen.
A long time ago, someone pointed a person out to me and said, that's the type of person that thinks that life happens to them as opposed to the type of person that lives their life. Never mind. I'm just
going
to cut that.
No, you're going somewhere good.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was I was going to say, but it's the difference between thinking that life is a series of things happening to you or thinking that you are someone moving through the world and affecting change where you go.
That's good.
Cool. Well, let's see what these cards have to say, huh?
All right. Let's get down to testing our hypothesis.
All right.
Bubble, bubble, bubble. That's a beaker.
This week we're using the textured tarot.
Okay. Well, are these cards going to have like ridges and bumps on them?
No.
One star.
One star for lying.
Yeah, these cards just feel like regular cards. They're not textured at all. What a ripoff. I bought this card hoping like it was one of those dinosaur books where like things have little hair on them or little or scales.
Like Pat the Bunny.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I assumed. This another great tarot idea that I'm just giving away to you, the listener. Texture tarot, science stem tarot. I'm full of it.
You are full of it.
Some of these cards, Brian, they're upside down. Sorry to say it.
Yeah, so I've looked through this deck. I have an opinion of this deck. I want to hear what your opinion is and get that. And then I want you to try and shuffle the deck after we've talked about it.
Oh, okay. Well, so the textured tarot is interesting. So we have, I think it's called textured tarot just because there's a lot of, texture in these cards. There's a lot of things going on. It's sort of collage-like. And then like the backgrounds all have a lot of texture to them and so do the foregrounds and it's an interesting deck. I'm gonna give it 3 stars.
Excellent. 3 stars.
What did you want to say about it?
I want you to try to shuffle that 3-star deck.
Okay. Is that going to seriously negatively impact my rating?
I don't know.
I don't really judge on shuffling. I know you do. Yeah, it's an interesting deck that sort of is collage-like, and some of the cards I really like, and some of the cards don't seem to fit as well with the other cards. And here comes the shuffle. I can already see where this is going. You can't! You can't do it! The cards are so stiff that there's no give at all.
It's like they're made of titanium.
You would not expect that just holding the deck in your hand?
No, it feels like a normal deck of maybe a little bit thick.
Yeah, but like you... They do not, there's no give None. At all in these cards.
And that's why I've never read with this deck.
Unusable.
And that's why some of the cards are upside down, because shuffling turns into that.
Yeah, oh man. Again, I've already said 3 stars, and that's what it is. But, geez. Yeah, it is like shuffling slabs of metal together.
Yeah, I feel like for me it would be a 4-star deck, maybe edging into 5-star territory.
Really?
If it was usable.
Well, we're going to have to do our best here for KJ on the shuffling.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do like a Magic style shuffle, but...
A Magic style shuffle?
Magic the Gathering, not Magic is real Magic.
Oh, show me.
Well, I need more space.
Oh, watch out. Science is happening. Oh, this is scientific.
You can tell them what I'm doing because I'm not near the microphone.
He laid out 3 stacks of cards, and he's just dealing on top of each stack like he's dealing the whole deck out to 3 people, and then he'll stack those piles.
That's how you shuffle a 60-card Magic deck sometimes when you really want to randomize it.
When you're playing Magic the Gathering, can you put your cards in the order you want them to be in?
No, that's cheating.
I don't know. I don't know the rules of Magic.
You definitely cannot do that.
I know the rules of science.
All right. Well, this is as good as it's going to get.
All right.
You absolutely cannot just order your cards how you want in Magic the Gathering. Otherwise, you would just have like the perfect draw, and that would be
But so would easy. Your opponent, right?
Yeah. It'd be too easy.
How can KJ do better at this new job than they did at their last job? How can KJ have a feeling of success for the next couple of years?
Good. Flip.
4 of Cups. This makes so much sense.
Yeah. Well, here's Arya Stark, and she's sitting up against a tree and has her hand, like her board, she's bored. She's got her head resting on her hand, and there's some cups in the picture.
Yeah. The 4 of Cups is for sure the ennui card, and I feel like it fits right in with the tone of the question and the feeling of the question. It's not necessarily that you're down on the opportunity, the job opportunity, but you're down on everything right now. And you're just not looking at what's being offered in terms of fulfillment.
Yeah. And what's interesting about this card in the traditional imagery, there's like 3 cups in front of the person and 1 cup coming in. But this is the opposite, where there's like 1 cup there, but 3 cups that she's not noticing, which I like for this question because KJ is very focused on like her job, but there's a bunch of other stuff to focus on too. Flip.
The Queen of Wands. And so this is right now.
Yes.
Right now, KJ is in a position to really embrace their passions. They're in a position to take something that they love and turn it into something really workable for them.
Yeah. And we did not describe the card, but that's all right. It's a woman sitting on her throne, and she's in like this funky 70s outfit, and there's some flowers around her. There's a black cat. But yeah, the Queen of Wands. Brian, I'm so proud of you. You just went right into describing a court card.
Oh,
no. You didn't even realize it. You've grown immensely. Oh.
I went way off book on that one.
I'm so proud. Keep going. You're doing great. Good boy.
I guess we both got compliments today.
Yeah. So the Queen of Wands, as Brian said, is this powerful, charismatic woman who is optimistic, passionate, a leader. Is that what you said?
I don't think I used all those words, but it's definitely the spirit of what I said.
Okay. So this is the present. This is the current action.
Yeah, and I think that what this it's is saying what, is you are primed to be this person.
Yeah, you need to step into this role.
Yes.
Of being this charismatic, you are a charismatic person, you have power, and you just need to step into it. Flip.
Ooh, the Queen of Swords.
Okay, a lot of queens coming up.
Yeah, you want to describe it?
Queens, all right. Well, we have the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. There's that Snow Queen or Ice Queen.
I think she's the Snow Queen.
Okay, yeah. Well, she's on this card, and she is leaning up against, who could know what she's leaning up against in her white, she's also Dame Judi Dench?
Oh, it's Helen Mirren.
That's who I mean. That's who it is.
Yeah, I feel like it really looks like Helen Mirren.
Yeah, and then there's like a flamingo in the background, which is odd. All right, well, there's the Queen of Swords.
And the Queen of Swords doesn't take any stuff from anybody. The Queen of Swords speaks to being able to make a decision based on the actual facts at hand and not a bunch of other gobbledygook. The Queen of Swords is science.
Yeah, she's very serious. You did it again.
I did it again. I did it on purpose that time.
I'm so proud. We can probably quit because you've done it.
I learned the court
cards. You learned the court cards, so we can probably quit on episode 99. Yeah, so the Queen of Swords. Yeah, we're good. You did it. Let's put it all together.
All right, let's put it all together. Would you like to take a stab at it?
I can't because of swords.
Yeah.
So we have the Four of Cups, a card about boredom and a card about not recognizing all the good things that are around you. And that's where you are or you have been with this job situation. But now it's time to be more optimistic. And things have changed. You have this new job. You got laid off at your last job. That's probably not a consequence of anything that you did. It's just the situation. And now it's time to be more optimistic and kind of own your own power that you have in this situation. And then step into this Queen of Swords role who doesn't really take guff from anybody, who looks at things logically and rationally and doesn't let emotions sort of bring them down in a way that they don't need to. And so that's the role that you need to step into now and recognize that you have power in the situation and that things are better than they might seem.
I think that was excellent, Ben.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that helped, KJ.
All right. We've made it now to the part of the show that comes right before the card of the week. So let's do that.
Wait, what do we do here? We just
vamp for maybe 15 seconds and then you play the next music track.
Yeah, don't I say like thanks to KJ?
I thought you already said that at the
or
end
do
of
I say
the
I
Queens
hope,
Corner.
I hope that helps.
You say that sometimes.
Oh man. Well, I hope that helps, KJ.
Hope our scientific reading helped.
Yeah, I guess we don't need to hope.
We know.
Because we know.
Let's think about our hypothesis. Then we saw our data. It seems like everything.
Yeah, my conclusion is that this is going to work out just fine.
Yeah, but in science, you can never really prove a hypothesis. You can only not
disprove it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what we've done here.
I wonder, so the things that are laws in science.
Yeah.
They can't really be laws.
No.
Because like everything is at best just a well-tested theory.
Exactly.
Because at any time we could just go flying off the face of the earth.
I mean, that's what happened to Newton. We were like, oh, here's
Newton
how
flew off the face of the earth.
Well, I don't know about that. I was just going to say, like, Newton had all these laws of motion, and then Einstein came along and was like, not quite.
Yeah, so watch out. Just always stand next to something you can grab that's, like, attached to the ground.
Yeah, and when Einstein thought that, Newton's corpse flew off the earth into space.
It just burst out of a grave.
Yep. Card of the week.
All right, let's go to the card of the week.
And here we are. Brian is opening a chest.
Yes. What do you know about the Illuminati, Ben?
I know that people talk about them.
Well, today we are using the Tarot Illuminati.
Are we going to get murdered?
No, I don't think so. We're pretty high up.
Okay.
So we should be fine. I mean, not we're pretty high up, we're in the attic, but we're pretty high up in the organization.
Oh, okay.
So we should be fine. Also, we're in the attic. I don't think anybody can find us.
Good. All right. Well, we have the Tarot Illuminati with gilded sides.
Which is a big plus for me.
Yep. Full art.
No borders?
Yes, no borders.
Awesome.
This deck
I've
is
never
also
looked at
upside down.
I've never looked at this deck. I got it from someone.
Okay, well, they did not treat their cards with the same respect that you treat their cards. This deck is like a weird...
Yeah, go on.
There's like all these real people. It looks like sort of historical, like Aztec art almost. I know we have another deck somewhere that sort of, I said, is Aztec-like.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I mean, it just looks like very colorful art that some of it does. And then some of it also looks like Mortal Kombat.
Are these paintings or photos? Are there photos in these?
I think there's photos in these, but it's not all a photo.
Yeah, and it's done in a way that you can't really tell.
Like here, look at this fool. Like the dog is a real dog.
Definitely.
And everything else is not real. So the dog really stands out. All right. This is 2 stars. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
The definitive review from Ben Noble. 2 stars? No, no.
What does this have to do with the Illuminati?
The Tarot Illuminati contains in essence within it the light of illumination, realization, and truth. So
not like the shadowy organization, the Illuminati that's controlling everything.
Instead of Tarot Illuminati, I might venture to have named this Illuminated Tarot.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Because Illuminati means a thing when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
And
that's not what this is.
Ben and I have said it several times. I've said it several times.
If we say it soon, like Beetlejuice, it'll show up.
Yeah. I'm for sure going to get some sort of message in the mail or something like that. Someone's going to stop by and give me some weird omen because I've said Illuminati too many times.
Tune in next week when we use the Bilderberg Group tarot. I think that's another shadowy organization of like the people that control the world.
Did you say the Build-A-Bear Group?
No, I didn't say that, but they might be another shadowy organization that controls the world. I said Bilderberg Group. I don't know much about
Bilderberg.
But I have heard of it.
Oh, we're going to look that up.
Okay.
Look out for it in the group.
Yeah, Google that. They're a shadowy organization that controls all sorts of things.
Excellent. Well, I'm not as scared of the Tarot Illuminati as I might have been at the beginning. And that's because of science. Because science, I thought it was one thing, and it turned out my hypothesis was wrong.
Yeah.
So.
It's just about light. A wave and a particle. Huh. Oh, we haven't even said what the card of the week is. We've been having quite a day here.
Oh, yeah. So the card of the week is for everybody.
Yep.
If you didn't get your question answered, or if you did get your question answered, this is a card for you.
This is something to think about this week when you want to know, what should I do now? Think, I remember what Ben and Brian said on the card of the week, and then do that for science.
Reflect back on it, fill out your logbook, and send it in.
Flip. The King of Swords. Well, here's a grumpy man in a Renaissance outfit, sitting on a throne, holding his sword. There's like stone angels behind him.
All right. It's a pretty hefty book. It's a low Scarabeo deck, but it's packaged like a Llewellyn deck. So it's really big. It's got a high quality book with it. Okay. King of Swords. The strategy in action. You do not have to like me. I'm not here to be your friend or your confidant. I care little for your petty concerns and worries. They're minor trifles.
Don't be so mean to me.
They are minor trifles in the face of the bigger picture, and I see that picture in its entirety. Before me is the world, a great puzzle to be solved, a machine that must be kept working and powered by new discoveries. Behind me is a carefully constructed strategic plan, and every single action, no matter how small, no matter how detailed, has been intentional and directional towards my goal. Be a part of my plan, share my vision, understand my logic, and you may be of use to me and I to you. Stand in the way of my strategy, and I shall not hesitate to exert all of my strength of will to cut you from my world. As I said, you do not have to like me, but I do know best.
Wow.
Themes and concepts. A master strategy or tactic. A strategist. Somebody who plans ahead. Being in control. Logic is paramount. A cold, harsh person, a lawyer or judge, putting plans into action, solving a puzzle, cutting through confusion with clear sight.
All right. I liked that first person interpretation. It's interesting.
Yeah, it was really...
It's powerful.
Yeah, I don't like him at all.
No.
Which is not necessary, I guess.
I guess not. He knows best.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week, you know best. Do it.
You got this.
Make it happen.
What was the other thing? Solve a puzzle this week. Like, maybe something's going to be mysterious this week, and you're going to know
the answer,
how to solve that puzzle. And that's going to put you ahead of the pack. That's going to make you the king of that little collection.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good.
So cool. That was the card of the week. Here we are, Ben's favorite part.
We've done it. Well, Brian, the sunset of episode 99 is just setting up the sunrise of episode 100.
Yeah, this
Think
is a
about
real
that.
This is a real death card scenario.
Yeah, I guess, except for we're probably not going to change anything other than our digits, the number of digits in our episodes.
Yeah, we're going to go up to 3 digits.
Can you believe we have almost done 100 of these?
I know. We have done 100 of these, and I lost one, remember?
Yes.
So this is actually episode 100.
Ugh. What am I doing with my life? All right, well... Thanks to KJ for your question. We appreciate it. Without your questions, we couldn't do this show.
Yeah.
So keep them coming.
And thank you to all you lols out there. We appreciate your listens. We appreciate your feedback. We appreciate your questions. We appreciate everything about you lols. And now if we could just have a moment of silence for any lols we lost last week.
All right. Can you believe not only that we've done this 100 times, and I know that sometimes we've had to really pry questions out of people, mm-hmm. and sometimes people have double dipped, but a large number of people have asked us questions.
Yeah. Do you remember when we first started and we were answering two questions per episode?
Yes.
Yeah. So we for sure answered
100 questions.
Over 100 questions.
Like 100 unique people.
Yeah, probably.
Getting close.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life? Lols. All right. Well, if you do have a question for us so we can keep this train rolling, you can do that at amateurtarot.com. That's our website.
You can also just email us. You can catch us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
Operators are standing by on our phone line, 314-325-6047. They will take your calls, and if you call within the next 10 minutes of us recording this, we will give you the original Declaration of Independence. We don't have it yet, but we'll get it.
Yeah, we got Nicolas Cage on the line, and he's going to help
us out. He's standing by. All right, we are on Twitter at Tarot Amateur and on Instagram at Amateur Tarot.
Ben is on the internet at imakingallthisup.com, and he takes you, a scrub, and turns you into a magnificent butterfly of a professional person.
And Brian is on Twitter at Zion Iron Man. He takes you, an optimistic person, and then tells you about politics and brings you down.
I also share a lot of comedy.
Yeah. To bring you back up, build you back up after he broke you down.
We have a Facebook page for you to like, and we have a Facebook group.
For you to join.
That Facebook group, once you join it, there's sneak previews of stuff that's coming up in the weeks ahead. There are lessons from the book that Ben and I were putting together. We did write it. We just never scribed it.
Oh, okay. And also, there's an ongoing bracket at the moment.
Yes.
We're nearing the end of the bracket, the middle. Middle to end.
It's like the semifinals this week.
Okay.
Right?
So go there, vote for the Amateur Tarot's Choice deck of 2018.
Yeah. Get in on that so that we can have a big party for the winner.
If you are still listening to this episode, you can please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We say that every week, but it does help new people find the show so that we can keep doing this and Brian has meaning in his life.
Yeah, because really, when Ben is not here in my office, I just sit and I stare at the stats and I watch every time a download comes in.
So help Brian with that.
And then I send Ben a message and I say, hey, we got another one.
And then I say, cool. All right, we've come to item number 9 in the outline. Thank you to ... And this week, I am going to thank all the other podcasts that I listen to for giving meaning to my life.
And I'm going to thank Ben for helping make this podcast, which gives meaning to my life.
And I'm going
to
thank Brian for being 98.7% of this show. Well,
spoiler alert, magic is real. A master strategy or tactic. A strategist. A strategist.
I almost spit out coffee. A strategist.